Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And I need you, Nelly, I love you.
finally here. That was Nelly with Dilemma, Nelly and Kelly Rowland. And I had a dilemma because I took me a little nappy nap. It wasn't my fault. It just happened. I was, you know, I got comfortable, shit. And I took me a little nappy nap, and I got a phone call, like, you know it's after 9, right? Like, oh, shit, yeah. So, had a quick dilemma if I was going to have the show or not. But, you know, we made it. We made it. I mean, what's the best way to end off the 2012 season, year, I mean, of Phone Fantasy Radio? This is my officially last show for the new year. Well, I'm lying. Tomorrow, of course, is my official last show. But we are putting the Honey Sweet to bed, Tuesday night to bed tonight. I already see I have Miss Brick on hold. Hi, Brick.
Hey, what's going on, Crush?
It's all good. It is all good. I was not planning on falling asleep, but do anybody ever plan on falling asleep?
Not to the last minute till you realize, oh, shoot.
Right. To the last minute. I tell you, I got so comfortable. And it was the last thing I was really expecting. You know, I got... you know, the house is extra hot, so when you get to that cool spot, it was one of those moments, you know. Hate winter. I give y'all all excuses in the world, but the point of the matter is I was late.
But you know, better late than never.
Exactly. That's exactly what they say. But I still got to give myself the... I'm going to miss playing that. I got a 2-week break going on a holiday vacation. Next week is Christmas. Next week is Christmas. And then we have New Year's. And we come back second week in January. So, tomorrow, 2012 have so many ups and downs and sideways. Like, I just was not expecting. I wasn't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't. 2012, we done had a hurricane.
A superstorm.
We done had a superstorm hit. We done had 2 major violent shootings that I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, that's definitely for the history book type situation. It was just so wicked.
Mm-hmm.
This year has been so wicked that I can't even remember. Then, you know, media-wise, everybody and their mama have children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, a lot of people was adopting, too.
A lot of adoptions.
I had a lot of adoptions.
Not that many babies you hear being born, but lots of adoptions.
Yeah. But the thing that's and I'm not criticizing, I mean, everybody has the right to choose and all that other stuff. However, my thing is, they're not coming from the U.S.
No.
And that's misfortunate. You know what I mean? Like, that's not... They're not coming from the U.S. A lot of high-profile cases. Let's put it that way. A lot of high-profile cases, they're not coming from the U.S. They're coming from, you know.
Well, China, really, a lot of them. You know, I mean, when you think about it, all that's really available in the United States is black babies and, you know.
Some of them have gotten black babies, just not U.S. black babies.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you have Madonna got hers out. But a lot of them are getting, like, I guess, you know. Well, some of them. I don't know.
Like, I'm going to get me a black baby, but I'm not going to get me a U.S. black baby. I'm going to go to this third world country over here and get me a black baby.
Well, I guess they do it because, you know, we always change our mind about something. I guess they say, listen, I don't want nobody coming back and saying they want their baby back, so let me go over there to Haiti or Senegal or one of the places and get me one. That way I got to worry about no baby mama coming back to us, so she want her kid back.
You ain't got to worry about the paperwork neither.
Yeah, you know how we do. We can't make up our mind from 1 minute to the next. Next thing you know, we want the kid back. Not that we can do better, but we just don't want someone white with it. So, you know, got a lot of that.
Okay.
There's a lot of that going on. Just a lot of foolishness going on this year. There's been some like crazy trifling news that you've been reporting all year long. You know, it's a lot of craziness.
Craziness, trifling news, true crimes. We miss Black Reporter. Black Reporter retired. Shout out to Black Reporter. But he was there for the first half of the new year. So, shout out to Black Reporter. Shout out to all our friends out there that hung in with us through our transitions.
Exactly.
What we had? March was the beginning of the Brick House.
Yes, it was.
Radio show, right? It was the debut.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, March was the debut of the Brick House radio show. We had the debut of True Crime segment. Actually, we had the debut of the Honey Sweet, the debut of the Adult Zone.
We had the debut of a lot of stuff.
Right. The relaunch of Swingin' State of Mind radio show. Shout out to Jay Peoples and Frenchie French. They held us down for Swingin' State of Mind radio show in the beginning. Shout out to Trendy Blake. She's under her covers sick right now. So, you know, hope she get better. And I don't know. I'm loving the fact that we've able to, transition, rebuild, we tore it down, and we build it back up type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what it is. Like, build it up. And, I'm looking forward to the new year. I really am. Looking forward to the new year because I know that it's going to bring a lot of change. And I'm ready for it. I'm not gonna run from it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of people are looking forward to the new year because, you know, when a new year brings about another chance to get it all right, you know, whatever you didn't do this year or, you know, God willing, you have another chance to do it again, start fresh, you know, if you didn't really get to stick to that diet like you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
January 1st gives you a whole clean slate to do the diet thing again the right way. You know, if you didn't get to go back to school, January is a fresh new time for you to go back in this year and get that, you know, extra education you always wanted to get. And I think that the new year brings about it not only just, you know, another year to tick by, but just, you know, the fact that we got, you know, we made it another year, thank God, but the fact that you get to do it all over again. You get to start from scratch. And, you know, all the changes that Full Fantasy Radio has gone through with the shows and everything, basically it's just another step to make everything perfect for the listeners out there.
Right.
You know, because we keep trying to find ways to reinvent so that, you know, you guys can stick with us. I mean, they've been loyal, very loyal people, you know, who listen to Full Fantasy Radio. You know, if you have your own following, the Crush. I'm trying to get me a following over at Brick House.
I don't have no damn following.
You have a following. And I'm trying to get that over there at Brick House. But, you know, all this is done basically so that, you know, we can be, you know, everything that you guys want us to be out there in Cyberland and Radioland and Sofoland or however you, you know, listening to us now. So we got to thank you for your support. Definitely.
Yeah, we met some, we met some cool new people along the way. But I'm definitely in love with the good old folks that we do have. Shout out to Russ.
Shout out to Russ.
Right. Shout out to Russ. Shout out to Lady C.
Lady
John.
C.
You know, our usual suspects, but, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Drew, Mr. Swagger, we call him, Swagger CEO. Shout-out to him. Shout-out to, her name escaped me. I just had a name on the tip of my tongue, and her name escaped me. But, you know, shout-out to those who just checked out the show, and they liked it. And, you know, people I've been telling, they just like, oh, okay, you know. Shout out to Captain Handsome. Captain Handsome has been very supportive behind the scenes, as well as calling up to the shows and you know, just taking a listen. So shout out to him, Captain Handsome, aka Mr. Anonymous. He's come through a few times during the show, and you know. It is all good. Really appreciate him. Really do.
Captain Handsome. I've got to meet Captain Handsome. Never met him before.
He got these handsome bedroom eyes.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Captain Handsome.
Yep.
All right now.
He got him some nice bedroom eyes.
All right now.
Shout out to Russ, who said he's tuned in right now. He's checking us out. I am having a little technical problems, and I'm trying to fix them out as I talk to y'all. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take me a quick break, take a quick break, and try to smooth out some of these problems, and then we're going to bring it on back.
All right. See.
All right.
Love and security.
welcome back to the last show of 2012 on The Honey Sweet. I am Miss La Crush Hearts. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. The chat room is up and running, and it should be working now. That's phonefantasyradio.com/honeychat. Okay, so I was just thinking, after playing that song, Blue Ivy's almost a year old.
How come nobody ever saw this kid?
I've seen twice. The pictures when they put out when she was first born, and another one when she was holding this doll in front of her.
You ain't see her face, though.
No.
She keeps that baby face hidden.
Mm-hmm. Like blanket.
Exactly.
We got a caller from the 910. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? Y'all already know who it is. This is the boy, Andrew Swagger, CEO Miller in the building.
What's going on, Swagger CEO? How are you?
Good, chilling. Just got out the studio tonight.
I know I'm not going to give Max a sloppy kiss for you, Russ. Okay. Productive day. At least somebody was productive today. So we're talking about the birth of Blue Ivy. You know, this is 2012. We're doing a little reminiscing. And what better way to start off the new year than the birth of the most influential couple in hip-hop, R&B music, Beyonce and Jay-Z. So we had the birth of Blue Ivy. What else we had going on? Oh, we had the drop of, the grand open of the Barclay or the stadium.
Yes, we did.
And smack that downtown Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
Brooklyn has changed so much. It really had going downtown. And just looking over to the side, and you used to see big old Albee Square Mall. That's not there no more.
Nope.
They got all these foreign stores. They got a Gap downtown Brooklyn. What? You don't do that. You don't put a Gap in downtown Brooklyn. That's all. Who's shopping at the Gap? Secondly, why they got a big Gap at the store down there? Like, really? But y'all don't want to put a Walmart down there? But y'all put a big old Gap store down there? Like, is people really buying from the Gap?
They don't really buy it for no Gap.
I don't remember seeing nobody. Like, Gap was popping back in
1992.
Right, that's when Gap was popping, and then they started acting funny style. And I don't see nobody rocking Gap anymore.
Ain't nobody rocking Gap.
Right. I'm just saying. It's an observation, people. I can't fit nothing in Gap. I can't even fit their socks, so...
Everything is Aeropostale now is everything. That's what everybody's sewing on.
Right.
That it would look like Gap clothes to me.
Right. They probably under the same umbrella. You never know with these people. What's going on? What about you, Swagger? You rock Gap?
Nah. You catch right. me in South Pole, Dickies, like Sean John.
Polo.
Polo, yeah, right. All that. You don't even catch me in a couple of
right, they was better off putting a Ralph Lauren store under there. We even have stores, shit. What else? They got rid of Conway's. They pushed Conway's down. Remember, you used to hop off the bus and Conway's like right there for years. You know, like, it looks so different down there now. Now they're talking about they trying to put a Target down there. Not a Target, H-E-B.
Yep. Really?
Supposedly, where Target used... I mean, not with Target. Where Conway used to be, they trying to put a mini mall type thing, like HMV and supposedly all these little stores inside there, TJ Maxx or something like that.
Really? Y'all trying to redo Brooklyn Video Game Club?
What? They even took the little abandoned spot and they put IHOP in that bitch. Remember,
where
I used to go and get all my bootlegs from.
Now you know Brooklyn getting paid for.
You had the tables out there. You know, that was all vacant buildings and stuff like that. They'll turn that to IHOP and Greyhound and Popeyes.
Shout out to my hometown, Brooklyn.
Right? Shout out to Brooklyn. They try to upgrade on us.
Exactly.
I don't know. I still don't appreciate them taking down Aldi Square Mall. Like, that should have been deemed a landmark or something. Right, that should have been deemed a landmark. Yeah, they should have fixed that up. And then you have this big old building there. What is it? Limited 21, Forever 21. Like, everything, I don't know. I'm just upset. everybody had their place. Certain shit you get from Manhattan, certain shit you get from Brooklyn. You know, like, when you want a certain type of thing, like if I wanted a nice knockoff, I'm going to go to Delancey Street. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things you get from certain areas. And it's like now they're trying to, even over here in my own personal Best Buy area, the corner store is no longer the bodega. You know what I mean? Like, now they're trying to upgrade, like, this is Midtown Manhattan. Hold up. I'm not paying $2 for a 24-ounce soda. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to pay $2 for a liter soda. It's not going to happen. Yeah, this ain't Midtown. I ain't rushing because I had to be in court. I'm not, you ain't got to loop. But that's just my thoughts on it. So, this is a radio show. You know, we play music. Musically, what is your top three for 2012?
Top three songs for 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I gotta say, my man Cash Out fall at number three with Cashin' Out.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the most underrated rapper in the world, my man Nelly, with his new joint he just came out with T.I. I can't think of the new joint off the top of my head. I can't think of it. It's a new joint with him, T.I., and Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. Like, these are just my top three rap songs out.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I've got to go with Weezy with No Worries.
Mm. Okay.
But I mean, Drake run a close second with him. My man Drake running a close second with him.
Excuse me. Sounds good. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I probably know one out of the three you just named. Four you just named. I probably know one. Nah, I don't know. I can't even answer my own question because I really don't know. Like. Mm-mm. For me, I'm not even gonna lie to you. For me, I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna go what's in my playlist right now that I'm feeling. Call Me Maybe. Carly. This is my personal favorite, so fuck all y'all who don't like that. I like Call Me Maybe. who else? And I like Selena Gomez.
Shocker. Selena Gomez.
Why are you shocked by that? Selena Gomez is the bitch.
Selena Gomez.
And I'm going to have to go with Mr. Wrong. Mary.
Okay.
Those are my top three. Selena Gomez. What's her name? Carly Jackson, something like that. Call Me Maybe, and Mr. Wrong by Mary. Like, nothing really floats my boat like it used to. Like, then nothing jumps it out at me like that. You know, but that's what's in my playlist. For real.
I actually forgot my man who actually did good this year, my man Chris Breezy.
Oh, God, I didn't get to him yet. But you know who comes in as well? LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
They got some hits. They had, like, three songs out that was just totally... Oh, and Maroon 5. I got the moves like that. That's my hit. So, I give those... Those are my top five, I guess, for 2012.
I can't even front. I bumped the little homie Justin Bieber, like.
That little boyfriend song is kind of cute, actually. But then I feel wrong, and then I think about it. Like, after this, like, I get in the middle of the song, bobbing my head, everything, and then I get wrong for listening to him. Like, isn't this guy, like, 13? I think I got it wrong listening to him.
My man, like, 16, but he's doing his thing, though. And I see the movie.
Oh, okay, okay.
Somebody got me echoing.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Arikari. Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cut your chick if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipping all on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say oh my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me.
Go!
Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I gotta be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, and I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little power. Nigga better call a ref, and everybody know my style. And niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and I try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah.
Fresh to the ball,
man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution, got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juicy, I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, fuck it, tell a waiter, all they say, shoot him, and I say, okay, if you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word to my flag, and my flag red, I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind, from the bottom I climb, you ain't hotter than mine, nope, not on my time, and I'm not even try. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas as sweet as pumpkin pie. So I can Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight since God in life. And my pocket's right, and my diamond's white. And my mama's nice, and my dad is dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young, money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Okay. Okay. Is that right?
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap.
And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
In this motherfucker, I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk off in this motherfucker. I'ma go hard until it hurts off in this motherfucker. I'm a boxer, you gotta work off in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around. Rockin' Sean John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
Two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit the drink up.
Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
Okay. I had to play those two songs because, one, those are the only Chris Brown songs I had on deck, and two, I'm awesome. But I'm Team Breezy. So
I'm Team Breezy.
I'm still getting an echo from somebody. I'm even getting beeps and all that. So Swagger, that's to you.
Hold on, let me check my phone.
All right. Nope, that's not Swagger. That must be you, Britt. Oh, no, that is Swagger. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what we started off with, Chris Brown, Look at Me Now, Bitch. Now, that song dropped at the beginning of the year, and I was like, oh, shit, that's my hit, oh. But like I said, I'm Team Breezy. Like, I was mad hype. The only thing I think that destroyed that song was fucking Lil Wayne at the end. However, however, it grew on me. I really do, because I don't like Lil Wayne. Like, I mean, he was cool when he first came out. When he was a young Lil Wayne, he was cool. Now, I don't understand shit this man is saying except look at me now, bitch. That's the only thing I hear out of that whole song.
Nah, because, okay, I'm going to explain Lil Wayne.
Oh, God.
I'm going to explain
you. You don't have to do all that. It's not that serious. I really want to focus more on Chris Brown. Because this was a big year for Chris Brown. No, seriously. This was like, I only played the song because of Chris Brown. And Chris Brown did it up. First of all, in the first week of January, his publicist get out there and says, no more interviews with 2012. Like, it was like, no more interviews. Like, if y'all want to judge this man, judge him on his body of work, not his personal life. Which is understandable, and I applaud that woman.
To have
so much that this boy was going through, and it was like y'all was losing focus. Like, this was a talented man. And people, like, they was like, I was going to make an example of him. I'm like, you got people out there doing way worse. You know, he's a killer. I'm not saying, like, you know, it was bad what he did. But at the same time, she forgave him eventually.
True.
Because then we come out with Birthday Sex. I mean, the birthday song. Excuse me. That cake
and all that other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, cake.
Yeah,
so,
cake.
And I'm like, okay, either this man's penis must be curved to the right, or it wasn't as serious as they made it seem. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it plays into the theory that he's seen her on his phone, you know what I mean, got jealous and was like, fuck that, man. I can't have you, nobody will type personality, and then realized you can't live without him.
I think they both played a role. You know, that's something the media didn't focus on. They both played a
role
in that.
They both played a role.
Because
no,
he had scratches and stuff on himself, too.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I mean, it's bad what she had on her, but, you know, in his defense, I believe it. Ain't no way in hell he gonna bite you unless you have your mouth by his mouth. Your hand by his mouth.
Let me tell you something. Trust me, that girl Caribbean, she gave as good as she got, okay?
Exactly.
Ain't no way on earth. Anybody that know.
Yeah.
She
True.
Gave as good as she got.
True.
She Caribbean. They fighters.
Right.
You know, she not gonna take it long. So I think that they were both involved, but because her picture got leaked, she got all the sympathy. You know, but we see what he did to her, what she did to him.
Right.
You know, but I think that it was all, I think it was overplayed. I think that, you know, it's between them two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, what America's mammy, you know, what America's mammy, Oprah, she blew it up too. You know, she overexposed the whole thing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody follows
Oprah.
Like that. I think that's why I got so much notoriety.
And then let's not even forget the bar fight.
Yeah, with Drake.
With Drake.
Oh, yeah.
The bar fight. And he had a gash on his chin. Then, you know, he leaked his picture. His Twitter drama. Like, Chris Brown is he's a rock star. Fuck it. Like, what else would y'all expect? Like, this is how they do. When you, as, like, this man, and he get on everybody's album, and it instantly becomes a hit. Nobody knew nothing about no Big Sean. He get Chris Brown on it, all of a sudden, this nigga is a household name.
Exactly.
Same thing with Brandy. Nobody was thinking about Brandy. You got Chris Brown rapping on it, all of a sudden, Brandy done made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Her shit is just and let's not even talk about her little accident she had, and she killed somebody.
Exactly.
But,
that's why I can't, you know, I can't look at her. I saw her video on the other day with Monica, some slow joint. I can't even look at Brandy. I can't look at her. I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I can't look at her.
And I respect what Monica said on, like, I respect what Monica said about Brandy on 106 in Park the other day.
What she said?
Because she said, everybody says Brandy was the better singer of those two. And
what?
Monica says, Monica said you really can't compare their careers, because if you compare their careers, really, you'd have to say Monica's had a more successful career. You really
what
would.
Is it?
I really don't think
you know,
Brandy sings
but you know what? Brandy was an actress first.
Okay.
That was the thing. Brandy already had a following because she was an actress. Remember,
okay,
when Brandy came out, Brandy was also playing on Thea, right? That was the name of the show?
Yeah.
She was playing on Thea, so she already had a following when she came out. And then
she
came out.
Did she have a doll, too?
To me, she came out with the remix to Want to Be Down. She was
yeah,
done.
That's
a legendary.
Light and...
That's right. That's a legendary track right there. If you just sit there and you throw that track on, that's a legendary track. You got Queen Latifah, MC Light, Yo-Yo, and who else is on there?
I think that was it.
Was it just them three?
Light, Latifah, Yo-Yo. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, that's all who was
and on
that.
And then let's not forget Missing You with that she did for the for the soundtrack with was that Set It Off soundtrack? Is that what
yeah.
that was?
Mm-hmm.
Missing You with Gladys Knight and folks. I mean, give or take. I mean, they both had successful first albums. Miss Thang came out. She had, you know, her little three singles on there, four singles on there.
Then when they came with
I mean,
the boy
if you
want
to, if you want, I mean, you can do that, but you know, I think Monica do have a better voice because I think Monica has a better voice. I go by who can sing live.
And I think the difference between Brandy and Monica is that Brandy was a crossover Negro, and Monica never went there. See, white girls love Brandy too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Monica was like strictly like the hip-hop, hood, rat, chicken head type.
No.
You know.
Not
that wasn't what she was. No, that's who followed her. Her music. That's really, Monica was really ethnic. You know, she was really, black girls followed her. But Brandy was like a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brandy's stuff was being played. White girls used to dance to Brandy's stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
And plus she had that little doll come out. So, you know, Brandy was kind of a crossover Negro,
mm-hmm.
whereas Monica was more mainstream African-American.
Right, and then Brandy also had Moesha.
Yeah,
true.
She had that Moesha,
so,
too.
You know, she was more of a, it's not even the fact of who, you know, one is a music artist and the other one was an actress. You know what I mean? Who crossed over to music. So, that Moesha had a long run. Moesha had a long run. So,
it sure did.
You know, yeah, so I mean, you can't really say, oh, well, you know, I had a better album than you, but I'm saying that's all your focus was. You should be doing better, you know. As far as the quality of the albums, you got to remember, she was Moesha. Like,
I
want to bring in the 225 is Sugar Dumpling.
Hello, Sugar.
What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
It's been so long. How you been?
I've been okay. Busy.
Good. Stay busy, Grandma.
Okay. So we're going over the 2012 season. What was your quick question, Britt?
So I just want to know, did Monica ever have a collabo with Ludacris? Ever?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I was about to say, they cousins and they never did nothing together?
Yeah.
They cousins?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
Monica,
they cousins.
Monica, Ludacris, Ciara, and T.I. are related.
No, really?
They first cousins. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
I'm about to say, that'd be a shame they never did nothing together and they related.
Ciara, T.I., Ludacris, and
no,
Monica.
No, I know that. I just know Ludacris and Monica are first cousins. That's all I know. I don't know about the rest of them.
Ciara and T.I. are cousins. Monica and T.I. are second cousins. And Monica and Ludacris are first cousins.
Ooh, no.
Well, maybe it's on the other side, the father and the mother side. I know you got
right.
that.
Yeah.
So maybe,
right.
That's probably what
that's
it
on
is.
The other side.
It's just for my daddy.
They all in Atlanta. They might as well be.
It's for my daddy.
Right. I haven't heard any of that. But then again, I don't follow music like that. So, okay. So, you know, 2012 has come and gone, you know, for Phone Fantasy Radio. Question, folks, did you achieve your New Year resolutions for 2012?
No.
Kinda. And what about you, Lacey? Yes or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Almost. Are they gonna spill over to the 2013 season? I mean year.
Of course.
And let's try this one more game. Did I achieve my goals for 2000? I almost did. Almost. Really, really, really. I was like on a break, like, yes. No. Okay.
But as long as you don't stop trying, don't stop trying and keep trying to reach it, you're good. It's when you just sit down and say, I give up.
True that. Okay, so we talked about Chris Brown. We talked about Blue Ivory. Do we want to get in touch with the whole Trayvon Martin?
It's been so much depressing.
Hold on. I'm just going to say everything that I could think of off the top of my head, crime-wise, that was just, like, really out there. We had Trayvon Martin in February. We had the Dark Knight Rises massacre in July?
Yeah, Colorado. That was crazy.
And then in Colorado, right? And just last week, we had another massacre in Connecticut. That involved elementary children. So it's been one hell of a year, I should say.
Yeah, it has.
It's ridiculously, it's sad. It really is sad. You know, hearts go out to the families that lost so much, this past year to violent crimes, of all sorts. But what are y'all immediate thoughts about those major crimes, starting with you, Swagger?
I first, like, the whole Connecticut thing, like, I feel like that was crazy. It's like, I got a little sister who's in elementary school, and, like, to me, that just left me shocked the whole day. Like, I didn't do nothing. Like, I'm like, yo, I couldn't even go to the mall, go to the studio, do nothing. I was like, yo, because I feel bad for those kids up there. As far as the whole Trayvon Martin thing, though, like, that really touched me in more ways than one, because, like, he ain't deserved to die, but the dude didn't have no right to do what he did, and I feel like this is just coming from me because I'm from up top. I feel like if you kill somebody's child, somebody deserves to beat your ass. Like, you deserve an ass whooping for that. You don't take nobody's child, man. Like, that's the ultimate sign of disrespect.
What about you, Brick? What are your thoughts about those violent crimes?
I think that basically, you know, there's never going to be a perfect solution, you know, to the gun crimes. We need tougher gun laws in here. We really need to put some serious, serious money behind ATF and getting these damn guns off the streets, off the open market. Because you know what? Yeah, you can buy a rifle in Walmart and all this other stuff. And yeah, you can buy a rifle here with this. But it doesn't matter how many laws or whatever you make. You could have someone sit down and have a lie detector, then go through a psychiatric evaluation, plus wait 200 days and a partridge in the pantry before you give them a gun. But the bottom line is, unless you get the guns off the damn street in the open market, you understand what I'm saying? It's always going to be that one that slips under the cracks. You know, and crazy people are very resourceful people. They know how to get this stuff, and they ain't thinking. They going into wherever, firing at will, and they're not looking. They're looking to take as many people as they possibly can. They don't even have the gumption enough to sit up there and fire and then throw their hands in the air and surrender and then pay for their crimes. No, they're taking themselves out right along with it. So, you know, I mean, we can joke about it and say, like Chris Rock said, if every bullet costs $5,000, then, you know, there'd be less crimes out here. But at the end of the day, we got to put more money behind trafficking and getting these damn guns off the street. But when you think about it, how you going to get something off the street when the same source is putting them back on the street? But that's another story for another day.
Right. I just wanted to get people opinions on it real quick. This is not, you know, I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on it.
No, but I think that, you know, yeah, like I said, we just need to get these damn guns off the street. We need to have people have psychiatric evaluations before they're even given a damn gun, like in case of that Zimmerman incident. You know, I mean, we really need to get tougher when it comes to these guns. America's too lax when it comes to these damn guns. And you know what the sad part about it is? Since this incident, the gun sales have spiked higher. People are buying more damn guns. So,
okay,
what is this? What is it all for?
All right. Okay, and Lady C, I got one more caller from the 708. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Ray Gage from True Brothers Radio.
Hey, Ray from True Brothers Radio.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
We're good. We're just talking about 2012 season.
Right, y'all just going through the highlights of last year, right? Of the past year.
We're just talking about random stuff, really. Right now, we're talking about just our thoughts on the Trayvon Martin, the Sandy Brook, the Dark Knight Massacre in Colorado.
Yeah.
Like those
y'all done got real.
Major.
Y'all done made me real depressed. I don't listen to y'all.
I mean to make you depressed. It's just like, but that is something that happened, you know, and that's part of our history.
True.
2012
true.
Right now, like that is serious. You know, we had the Columbine, but this is like two
in 1 year.
In 1 year, right? Like this is
that's
just
crazy.
Like, and our children, like this is part of their history. You know,
it's
I was
true.
Like, you know, growing up, mine would be Columbine, but if you think about, you know, those people that are born, yeah, like this is part of their history. So you know. And it's happening too much because we also had Virginia Tech, no? Was that not this year or last year?
No, that wasn't this year.
That was last year.
That was last year. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a pattern going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
I was crazy up in Virginia Tech.
Right. There is a pattern going on. And, you know, we'll definitely probably touch on this more in next season of 2013. But, you know. I didn't mean to make everybody depressed.
No, it's good. You're right. I just kind of wanted to leave y'all off on a high note because one of the actual good things that happened this year is President Obama got reelected.
Right.
And not only did he get reelected,
president.
He was able to show a coalition of a whole different diverse group of people that actually reflect what this country is supposedly supposed to be about, and it sent a message to old white men that you don't run it no more. Now
right.
It's up to us to keep it unified.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree.
Definitely. Very thing good in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and I just wanted to call you because I be listening to you guys. I just you've called us many a times. I wanted to return the favor and say good luck for next year. We'll be listening to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I really appreciate
thank you.
You had y'all show, so y'all off for this month, right?
Yeah, we off for this month. We'll be back next month. Matter of fact, our first topic is going to be talking about what happened in Newtown. So,
right,
we'll be dealing with that too.
Right, that's something I definitely want to take on. And we, you know, we have the Trayvon Martin anniversary and Colorado massacre. Oh, it's just wicked stuff. But thank you so much, Ray. Really do appreciate you calling in and taking time out on your vacation.
Hey, no problem. You know we love you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Ray from True Brothers, Monday nights at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, Lady C, what was your quick thoughts on this?
I guess it goes to tell you and show you that age is not consistent of you guaranteed long life.
Mm-hmm.
Love people that you around, no matter what their age, and let them know, because you don't know what, I mean, look, school, movie, going home from the store, it can happen anywhere. We've thought about it, but it's showing it more and more. It's not just, you know, who knows what today brings, let alone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. And I understand what you say about gun control. Yeah, we need some gun control, but the
mm-hmm.
biggest thing is to get them off the street. And keep them off the street, because if you got the money, I could go buy whatever I want today if I had the money. I wouldn't
yeah.
have to get no permit, no background check, or anything. Money talks. No
right.
matter what you think,
so,
money is what pulls it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we just have to be careful with. A lot of people don't understand. Money is one of the things that gets guns out there, and money can't get them off. So I just say love your family, love your friends.
Right, hug them. They need hugs. They need hugs.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
You know, don't just say, hey, yeah, girl, see you later. You never know. You may not see them later.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to tell somebody that you care about them. Because, you know, the simplest thing, I mean, this season right now, this is where most suicides and stuff, because people feel
exactly.
lonely.
Right.
And
people
you don't know. It's just saying, look, girl, I got your back. I'm there. You know, I may not tell you all the time, but, you know, I'm with you. And let them know. Let your friends know. You know, you're not alone. You don't have to go postal.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's the thing. And it's like, oh, my goodness. But let's get off of this topic. Let's try to lighten up the air. I don't want everybody. Your phone broke up. It's like that. You was lying just now. But your phone would just break up like that. Her
Wait.
Phone just crackled up like, nah, not even going to let that out. Nope, we're not even going to let that out. The last time somebody let something out like that, it didn't happen. We're not going to let that out. Shout out to Black Reporter. Shout out to Gwen. Remember Black Reporter and Gwen did that? Yeah, shout out to them. That was awesome. All right, so you're getting married next year. I heard you.
Yeah.
Who are you getting married to next year? Is this the little boy?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you just plan on doing it.
I plan on doing it.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to come back to that, because I do have some questions for y'all. I really do have some questions for y'all. We're going to come right back to that. You're tuning into the Honey Sweet with the Fresh Heart. Call in 805-830-8320. We need a new call-in number. I'm just saying. 805-830-8320. Press that one. I will be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, Polo. I ain't ready for this one.
Hey, girl, are you the business? So what's the business? Don't be shy. I'm just talking to you, girl. Famer, yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single at your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I scooped this girl up, and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage a trios with his lady and some freaks at the bar. Who like fucking with a star? I told her. Getting excited.
but you can say I'm on duty.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a cutie, a real big old ghetto booty. I really like your kitty cat, and if you let me touch her, I know you're not a bluffer. I'll take you to go see Usher.
Yeah,
I keep a couple hoes like Santa. I keep a vixen. Got that dasher, dancer, prancer, dixon. Call me Kill Bad Don or Blitzen. I'm hotter than 100 degrees. A lot of bread, no sesame seeds. If I'm in your city, I'm signing them tingle biddies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to know how I can take Cassie away from Diddy. Okay,
girl.
The girls want a Minaj, yeah, they wetter than the rain.
Oh,
Usher
puts me in,
oh,
everybody loves rain.
If you're so good to me,
really
fucking
with
me.
You
gon' get some
girls
and bring them to me. Wow, wow, what you gonna say? To act like you believe, but I know that you
No, that's my ex. Yeah, like, I like Dodger Chihuahua. I like Mike. Mike is cute. Mike Paulson. He's cute. Welcome back to the Honey Suite. I am Miss Good Fresh Heart. That was biological. Wow, wow. You know, it just, that just tickles my funny bone right there. And we also have played Usher, Little Freak. I'm so over Nicki Minaj. Like, she didn't do nothing for me. She doesn't do anything for me as far as rappers are concerned. I'm not even talking about her outside appearance. I'm really talking about her rap skills. She does nothing for me. I got Swagger CEO out in the Carolinas. We got Lady C in Little Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got Brick out here in Brooklyn. So, you know, we had Brick and I was able to meet Miss Trinity Blake, who mm-hmm. came to visit New York City last weekend. So that was fun. We both had messed up stomachs from some nasty pizza we ate. Okay, so before we went on break, Lady T said her New Year's resolution is to get married for 2013. So my question is, how was y'all love life for 2012? Did y'all find love in 2012? Did that friends with benefits situation go to the next level? Did you get a new cuddle buddy? How's the love life, Swagger?
Well, right now, I just recently reconnected with my ex of 2.5 years for, like, the first time in a while. Like, she called me. She was like, I want to rekindle history. And I'm like, yo, you ain't saying but a thing, so
okay.
I'm going to take her out to dinner Friday after I come from the studio. We going to her favorite spot. We going to Red Lobster.
Ooh, yeah.
So yeah, we gonna tear it up.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to Lady C. Lady C, 2012. What did it bring to you, love wise?
What it brought to me? It brought me some good friends. To realize that some people are better just be a friend and not even with benefits, but just a friend.
Uh-huh.
And it brought me to understand that I'm looking for more than just sex.
Uh-huh.
You know, sex, it's just sex is a good thing, but you want to be able to have a conversation after the sex is over.
Oh.
You know, we can cook together or something. All we ever have is sex. All you have is sex and food. And that's gold, so it gave me a new viewpoint that, yes, I do want to be married. I plan to be married by the end of 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it gave me some direction. Don't just, I know for sure, don't just accept it. And I'm not one of those women just got to have a man and I'm going to take anything. Nah.
Mature, yeah.
It's because he said,
yeah. Right. You know, that's the line. Now you're going to go court him. You're going to go okay, all right, so this right here, this person needs an introduction when it comes to her love life. Rick?
Yeah?
2012. Now, we know how he was this time in 2011. He had a full stable of horses, if I'm not mistaken. He said, I was going to do a full show on it like we did last year, but she refused to do it. So we only going to touch the surface. When I say this is just the surface, there's so much more deep down inside. But last year's time, you had a stable of men. Literally, this has been a whole year, right? If I'm not mistaken,
yeah, it's been about
week,
a year.
Right, this week makes 365 days. So, and then one day she came to the show, I think back in like, what was it, like March or April or something like that, Lady C? June, probably. And she was like, I think I'm going to go back to the dating scene.
Yeah.
And then she came back with oh, those, I took them out in the back and I shot them in the head type situation. So she done been on a roller coaster in 2012, I mean, as far as show-wise is concerned. So tell us in your own words, Brick, 2012, the love of Brick. What how's that going
for you? Well, I decided I wanted to go back to dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was getting tired of the rigmarole with the horses. And I decided, you know what, I just want one guy. I just want one special dude I can call my own. And I can honestly say that I was fortunate enough to find one when we found each other. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing him since August.
Wow.
And it'll be 4 months tomorrow. So, yeah, Brick is now settled down and happy. She's no longer running her stable. The stable has been turned to dust for a long time now, and right now I can honestly say, you know what, he's not perfect, but neither am I, but he's perfect for me.
Aww.
He's a good guy, he's a good guy. There are good ones, ladies. They're just not in the same state as you, but they are good ones.
These are words of golden, ladies. These are golden words.
Don't quote me on none of this stuff, though. Let me stop. And, you know, next week I'm going to be in a different tune. What? Nah, he's a good guy, so I'm happy.
That's good.
What about you, crush? Let's throw the spotlight to you.
There ain't no spotlight to throw on.
Yes, there is. Come on now.
My boyfriend sheds, and he licks himself, and he shit in the pan.
You know
what?
Shout out to Max the Cat, because that's my boyfriend.
You know what? You and this damn. That is like your man. I mean, I see pictures of Max everywhere.
Like
I'm like,
man.
Okay.
Like, you got to clean up his shit, just like you do a man. You got to do his laundry. I feed him, and he lays in my bed. And I rub his belly, and he lays in my bed. And
Lord,
if somebody else is in my bed, he steps all over them. Literally, he really do. He steps all over them.
Okay, you know.
Right, he's running on their heads. He's doing all that. So that's hilarious. But he steps on me, too, so I don't know. Like, how you got this person in my bed stepping on me, and he steps on him? Get out. Right, he comes in. But, yeah, it's just me, Max, and we chilling. I've had friends that I've had for the last few years, actually. I have my little friends that I can call, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, right now I'm at the point of if he's just telling me what I want to hear type situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to question his motives, so to speak. And it's all good if it's all good if that's the case, but let me know, you know. We got Russ across the pond in the chat room right now. He going crazy. He said he's been missing Brick House. He said Monica and Brandy look anorexic. He said Vanilla Ice is better than Ludacris and Lil Wayne.
What?
And he said if he was black, he would be ashamed of Ludacris and Lil Wayne.
What?
Huh?
And then he said Lucky Troy and Lucky Max.
You know what? Sit yourself down in that corner, Russ, and shed it. You don't know nothing about, you know, you don't get to say that. You don't get to say that. I mean, you can talk about Lil Wayne. Don't talk about Ludacris. I like him.
Right, I like Ludacris. Don't
talk
about Ludacris.
I like Ludacris. Don't say that about Ludacris.
You know, I love Ludacris because wasn't this the year where he just like reinvented himself?
Yes, he did. He got a lot of things going on. He got the little software thing going on with his daughter.
Right, the website.
Educational software.
Right, I went to the website. It's his daughter's website, actually. You know, she does. You know, that's her website. I forget the name of it, but her website. And they got little sing-alongs with the lyrics on it. And
yeah,
all
that. It's
got her
website.
Singing, and it's cute. It is really cute.
It's for kids. You know, he's doing
children.
Something for the kids.
Right, it's for children.
The last thing I heard Lil Wayne do was say that he don't want no dark-skinned chick.
that all the light-skinned people are better than the dark-skinned people. You heard something like that?
Right. I heard something like that. But then again,
yeah,
I'm like, you got 12 kids. So, I mean, and you got daughters.
Like, he is
I'm
as
like,
black as midnight.
Are y'all taking into consideration what y'all presenting to y'all children?
Are they taking into consideration that he's not using condoms with any of them? I mean, let's be real, ladies.
Right.
And the thing
right.
about it is that these are some beautiful young women, but are you really going to let that alien invade your body without
oh,
protection?
Oh, God. I imagine you called him an alien.
You look like an alien.
Shout out to Lady Steve for getting online. Lady Steve's on the internet now.
What?
Yeah, Lady Steve's on the internet now. She be all signed in and stuff. But hi, Lady Steve.
Oh, my God.
She's probably on the internet. Shout out to Lady C. Lady C, how's the internet life treating you?
It's going good. I'm learning it again.
Lady
right.
C, you're
on
NudeAfrica.com?
Mm-hmm.
What? I said, she be on NudeAfrica?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Lady C, right, Lady C got her little porn site. I know she do.
I know she do. I know she go to New Africa in late night.
Right,
if she
don't learn nothing, she learn how to clean that browser history. I don't learn nothing. Teach me how to delete this.
Those cookies popping up with the grandkids over there.
Right, like, you don't need all that popped up.
She like, tell me how to delete. How do I delete?
Hey, why can I use your computer?
No, baby, I gotta delete some things first.
Hold on, right.
Hold on, baby.
I do not go to the porn site because I can't pay for nothing. I don't pay for nothing.
You don't
if
have
it
to
ain't
pay.
Free.
Well, 2012, you ain't gotta pay. I'll send you a link. Look, I'll send you a link.
Oh, yeah, she'll send you a link. Crap,
though,
at all.
shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that support us, because you know, we retired along with Black Reporter, The Adult Zone, and Fresh Fruit. And the Brick House has been on hiatus. We had two brand new shows, which is Swig and State of Mind Radio Show, and this show, The Honey Sweet with a Crush Heart. And we got some big plans for 2012. We just need to get everything in order. I want to give a shout out to all those that are struggling and making it, you know, those survivors out there, because this is that time of year that gets you depressed and worried and stressful, and, you know, just try not to bring that into 2013. I'm not saying your problems are going to go away overnight, but, you know, try to be happy, you know, especially for the year. You know, just try to be happy for the new year. So, but shout out to those that's really handling business in 2012 and 2013. So we are finally wind down to the last 10 minutes of the Honey Sweet. This has been an awesome ride. We started back in October. We did our first show October 2nd. And now, you know, this is like our little quarter. We'll put it that way. This is our first quarter. Very awesome, awesome quarter. The numbers on Phone Fantasy Radio has improved and grew and grew and grew. So shout out to everybody that checked out the show. Really do appreciate it. Shout out to people that's hitting me up. Like, I got people hitting me up out the blue. Like, I want to do an interview here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Listen, we are taking interviews. If you are a rapper, an R&B singer, an author, you have a small business, you want to be highlighted on Phone Fantasy Radio, shoot us an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and we'll make it happen. If you got music, a spoken word artist, hip-hop, R&B, also send us your MP3 tracks, your info at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And we also give advice. We got advice lines coming up and all that other stuff in between. So, you know, check us out. Like, we really making strides in 2013. You know, we had a wonderful year. We're going to keep the momentum going. Any final thoughts, Swagger, for our listeners in 2012?
Man, just saying, 2013, they better be ready, because
the music game about to take a real nice shake up this year.
Okay. What about you, Stacey?
Like I say, just love your family and friends and know that the year, it went quick. I enjoyed my time here at Phone Fantasy Radio, and y'all are good friends, my good phone fantasy friends. And you have really increased my happiness in my life. And I appreciate what you all do here. It's really good. Those who listen, those who come in and out, all the wacky and the wonderful people make it a good place to come and visit.
like a mental hospital.
Oh, wow.
Sign in.
Good place. I appreciate you. You know, it's one of the places that make you not, when you think you're alone, you realize you're really not. It could be worse. And
right,
you appreciate life. You give some good topics. Y'all really cover good topics as well as the wacky ones. And it's interesting. Make you think.
True.
And Sister Preacher Britt is awesome. She makes sure she goes into her political. Make sure remember that the political world is still there and kicking for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah. I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right. What about you, Brick? What are your final thoughts for 2012?
Well, my final thought for 2012 is that, you know, when we reached a lot of things this year, a lot of one goal I can say I'm glad is that we reelected President Barack Obama to the White House. I'm glad that, you know, everybody came out in force. I was a little bit worried that the momentum had died out, but I'm glad that, you know, we all came together to put him back in the White House, and now he's back there, you know, kind of upset about some of his moves today, but, you know, it's all in progress, all in the name of progress. You know, I also just want to just encourage everybody that, you know, these tragedies are unfortunate. You know, sometimes they can't be helped, and who knows why they happen. All we can do is, I just say, you know, that we got to trust in God and just pray for each other, continue to pray for each other, because this world is, you know, is going to hell in a handbasket. So, you know, all we can do is just keep the dialogue open, just keep talking. And for my God, if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't keep it to yourself. I think a lot of these tragedies could be avoided if we just spoke up and communicated with each other and opened our mouths at the right time to say the right thing at the right time instead of always at the wrong time for the wrong thing. So, you know, other than that, I just wish everybody blessings for the new year. I hope that everybody gets exactly what they want in the new year. It's a second chance to do it right all over again. And don't waste it, because every day is a gift. That's why they call it the present. So other than that, just everybody enjoy your holiday. Have a happy new year. We'll see you January at the Brick House starts back up. And we're going to have a lot of lively discussions then. But until then, everybody be safe. You know, don't forget to thank God every day and just keep it moving. That's all I can say.
Exactly.
Sounds good to me.
No.
The Honey Suite, like I said, has been, this is our first quarter now. We did an awesome job. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas, Merry Kwanzaa, Merry Kuta Kente, all that. thanks for the ride. All that. Thanks for the ride. It's been one hell of a ride, 2012. Once again, I got to give a big shout out to Black Reporter. Even though I'm in a new season, a new phase of Phone Fantasy Radio, Black Reporter did hold me down for two long years. And, you know, so big shout outs to him. And I hope he's doing well. Thanks to everybody that tuned in, that supported us. Thanks to Miss Trinity Blake. She came and she helped me on so many levels, and she's sick right now, so hope she's feeling better. You know, and thanks to Brick, because Brick came in March, and now we're coming back in January. So Brick House is coming, which brought a whole different aspect, a whole different aspect to Phone Fantasy Radio, and a very different aspect to myself, because like now I'm actually getting back, I'm actually getting into politics and what's going on around me. My president's still black type situation, you know. I had my first little political, official political show last month. So, I mean, you know, we're basically covering a lot of corners, and I think that I do want to continue with Home Fantasy Radio, and to be able to cover a lot of corners. We have single lifestyle, we have politics and economics and social issues, we got relationships, we got culture, we got everything that we can think of under one umbrella coming next year, hopefully sooner than later, but we do have plans for Phone Fantasy Radio next year, so definitely stay tuned. Phone Fantasy Radio is the website. Hit us up on facebook.com/myhoneysweet, SICE, also WRPF Radio, that's We Are Phone Fantasy Radio. You can actually find that name as well and add us as a friend. We Are Phone Fantasy Radio. I sign in there every now and then. What else? I will see y'all next year. So yeah. Happy New Year. Once again, happy holidays. Happy birthday. Yep, happy birthday to you. Congratulations to you for having your own little, your album dropping and all that other good stuff.
Thank you. I'm going to hit them double hard.
I want to give a shout out also to the Matrix Studios hosts over there. I've been riding with them all year long, and they're giving us a little assistance as well. So shout out to the Matrix Studios, DJ Mike Major, Mike the Moderator, Duff the Inventor, Cartier the God, and DWI Music, and Shantae Armstrong over there. They're really cool people to know. They have studios, so if anybody looking to make some music, they also offer studio time. So shout out to them. And I will see y'all in 2013. As a matter of fact, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow. Look at me. Swing and Say tomorrow radio show will be our official last show tomorrow. We're supposed to be on cam, so that might happen. I don't know. It depends on if I find my good wig or not. Anyway, folks,
oh, Lord.
See y'all tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Lock the phone number. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be at. And peace out officially. Yeah, the Honey Suite has closed for 2012. So see y'all in like 3 weeks.
Yo.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See y'all.
Year. Are we going to have a New Year's party?
Oh, yeah. You should have come through to my New Year's party.
No, I think we have a New Year's party, right, Brick?
I don't know, maybe.
Right. I did plan one. You know, for us to have a virtual New Year's party for January 1st. We'll keep y'all posted. Hit us up on Facebook. We'll keep you posted on all that good stuff. Anyway, peace out, everybody. I'm going to leave with a song, and we'll see y'all next month.
Later.
Hey, there she go.
There she go.
That's the one I got to know.
Man, gotta know. It seems like for a while I've known ya. Nostalgic moments, feels like magic, don't it? Girl, you killing them. My condolence. That's how you own it, yeah, that's how you own it. And I'm gonna be with you no matter what it takes. Running with scissors in the traffic, trying to cut straight to the chase. Wanna be there when you wake, with no makeup on your face. Not even gloss before you brush, love your dimples when you blush. It's the simple things in life we take for granted cause we rush. I just wanna gain your trust as well as me giving you mine. What's your sign? I'm an Aries, I'm a 90s. Hold up, I just wanna know ya. I heard them say that beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Well, girl, my vision's bad, so I'ma need you to come closer.
Come
closer, now you right here where you poster. May I spark your interest, cause you sure got my attention. I just wanna grant your wishes, la la. What you want, you get it. I don't call it tricking, not just cause I got it, cause I want to, that makes all the difference. I'm about my business, and you girl, you the business. We should get together soon so we can do some business. I got some things that I could teach you, let me show ya. If you ready, what's the hold up? You ain't about no drama. You remind me of my mama, fun like Flower Bomb and a Strata. Shut it down and you don't even try to. You such a boss, but carry yourself like a lady. The baddest out your crew and that is not up for debating.
Wait. Hold up, I know what they say. Every rapper only want that sexual healing, Marvin Gaye. Don't believe it, girl, I promise. I'ma treat you like my treasure. I'm moving by myself, but I know you'll make me better.
I've ever seen.